Thank you, Director. Glad to take any questions.
Was your failure to deploy National Guard promptly, specifically to Ferguson, to deliver the payback to Chief Jackson remained?
No, I mean, we had, as I said before, we had about 700 guardsmen in 100 locations in the city and the county last night. Late last night, or this morning, I'm not sure exactly the time, but late last night, we deployed guardsmen to the Ferguson Police Department as additional force strength there. And as was indicated by the folks here, we have will continue that mission along with the other two missions that we talked about.
Okay.
Sure that there's public safety and that the guard is that force amplifier is used in a way that makes sure that tonight is a safer night.
Governor Newsom, how do you respond to the Ferguson mayor's comments that it's deeply disturbing that you waited until today after last night's events to do this increased exit with the National Guard?
I didn't. I mean, we had 700 National Guardsmen out throughout the region that went out early last evening, including late last night, guardsmen deployed directly to Ferguson Police Department. So I say that.
But you're going to have more than 2,000 now, if I heard correctly.
That's how many. That's the force strength we'll have in the area. We'll have a significant number out tonight, but obviously work shifts. The bottom line is that we are going to, as I said before, we're going to continue to up. Their numbers here to work with the Unified Command to make sure that we keep things calm and safe. Jason, go ahead, Jason.
Was the National Guard on West Forest and before the looting and the burning of the buildings happened? And if not, why weren't they there?
The National Guard was part of the Unified Command. They were providing services all throughout the area so that officials would be freed up to be part of that command. As I said before, we had 700 guardsmen in the region that doing a lot of static work out there such that others could. We certainly had guard at the command post, and as I said, later tonight, we had guard at the Ferguson Police Department. We will have more out there tonight, and we will continue to provide resources as necessary. I promise. Over here first. Yeah.
How many National Guardsmen did you have in Ferguson last night, in Ferguson particularly? Keep saying in the region, but I'm interested in Ferguson in particular. And how many would be there?
As I said before, we had some. I'm not sure the exact number at the command center various times, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 at the police department eventually as the night went on.
As far as Lieutenant Governor Kinder is concerned, he is saying that you may have been pressured by the Obama administration, by the Justice Department to not deploy a number of these guardsmen to Ferguson to actually activate and actually do something as opposed to just guard federal buildings and city buildings. Can you please respond to this charge?
That is false and absurd, and politics has nothing to do with what any of the folks up here are doing. We're doing our duty. You have behind me a series of sworn officers. You have hundreds of people out there putting their lives on the line each and every night. Politics has not one bit to do with the tasks at hand, the responsibilities at hand, and the seriousness of this mission. Yes, sir.
Governor, you had a plan at one time to line the business quarters with guardsmen. Why did you change that plan?
I'm not. Once again, I don't.
Why did the Unified Command change that plan?
I mean, I'm not going to go through operational things other than we have been working these plans for a period of time. Obviously, we're going to have more folks out there tonight. We're moving folks into that area, but we want to stay agile also. And the bottom line is that as we look toward the missions we were putting out, we had 700 guardsmen out there that were dispersed in the area. Most of those were in a situation such that they could free up post-certified officers that could be freed up to be agile in the force. Tonight, we'll put additional guardsmen out to make sure things are even safer. Yes, sir.
Are you just deploying a military policeman out there, or are you putting any infantrymen out dealing with people?
We'll have force strength as appropriate for the tasks that are in play.
You have infantry dealing with protesters.
Like I said, we will have force strength as is necessary to deal with it. I'm confident our folks are trained and ready for the task. And yeah, Art, go ahead.
Any consideration about shutting down West Florissant tonight or going forward?
Well, I mean, there's going to be a lot of folks there, a lot of guard, a lot of other resources. We're certainly looking at those as options, but I think what people want is peace. What they want is safety. We've got to get through to that point where the people of this region are confident to walk up and down their streets. And the best way we can do that is to deal with the issues we have that are facing us right now in a strong, unified way to make sure that the people of this region own their streets, Not that we have to have guardsmen or our police officers or things of that nature. We're trying to get to a place, back to a place, where the city of Ferguson and the region felt comfortable walking around with their families, walking around with their kids. That's our goal, not to shut the place down. Thank you all very, very much.